Very good.
Yes, sir.
Steve, you mentioned earlier about the 20 million gallons. How much of those 20 million gallons is dedicated to industry versus household consumption?
So the 20 million gallons a day would be integrated into our distribution system. So on any annually, the breakdown of water consumption is about 51% of our large volume users, and the 49% being made up of our residential, commercial, and institutional customers.
Mm-hmm. And can I, just one other thing on that too. I think sometimes that gets a negative connotation to it, the
right.
quote-unquote industry. But we have to remember, we as a city, one thing I've heard 15 months ago when I came here as city manager is families and generations of families want families to stay here in Corpus Christi, right? People, and it's probably so true today, said my goal as a family is to get my kid through high school and then get him out of Corpus Christi, get him somewhere else, right? We don't want that here. We love this community.
We want to keep him here, yeah.
We want to keep him here. We want to grow. The city does. We're competing with, we're the eighth largest city in Texas. We're competing with seven cities above us and many cities below us in size. And we're a growing city, a growing region. We have to remember that. So water is necessary for us as individuals, as employees and families, but it's also important for high paying jobs. And so think of Steel Dynamics, right? They had thousands of people line up for the first 80 jobs recently. And that's a pretty clean industry. They're one of the water customers that's going to be using water from our current water sources and in the future. So the water is meant to make this a great place to continue to grow and live and work and play, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we want to compete. We want this city to continue to grow. We don't want it to be stagnant. We want higher wages for our folks that want to stay here and work. And we want to attract businesses. And water will help do that.
Speaking of which, the timeline for the actual desal plant, what are we looking at as far as when it will be operational? What is the timeline starting from now? And I know that the city has applied for loans with the Texas Water Board, am I correct?
Yeah, Water Development Board.
Water Development mm-hmm. Board. And at this point in time, to finish, what are we looking at a timeline? Are we looking at months? Are we looking at years? Multiple
years?
Years.
It's years. Our target is 2026 to have a fully operational plant, and that's because again we're hitting the trigger point when the new industries come online in 2022, and we're going to be there. And so, if in kind of the ideal world as we're moving forward, we would kind of finish up all our permitting, and you know, to reduce risk, get the land, the property. Get everything lined up so that we could then go out with an RFP for however we're going to be doing that project. But we would have everything kind of taken care of, the siting, the environmental permitting, and that would happen in 2022. And then there would be, you know, a design and construction process that would happen. So if we had design and construction between 2022 to 2026, and then fully operational at that point, and then like the city manager had spoken about, the idea would be that a contractor, you know, they're going to be operating it. And so if we could have kind of the same one, and that would actually work out a lot of the kinks too, you know, because you're going to be testing all this equipment and taking it for a ride, as it were. And at the same time, they'd be able to train. And so we'd be able to go through the maintenance cycle, learn everything. And then ultimately the city would take responsibility for it, you know, kind of late 20s, 2029 or so, maybe 2030. But yeah, 2026, fully operational, providing water to the city and to the distribution system.
I got another question here by email from another gentleman named Jack. This is concerning the time period of 1.4 years for the replacement of bay waters. Would it be beneficial to increase Gulf inlets to the bay through Mustang Island to decrease the period of for replacement flow?
Well, that would be quite an engineering feat to consider that, but the answer, it's really not a practical one, and even if it were possible, and it is possible, I mean, it's an engineering feat. Corps of Engineers say they can do anything, but to try to contemplate that and the impact it would have over the overall bay would be far beyond anything we'd want to consider here, not related to this.
Very good. This is a question from a gentleman named Errol, and He says, we've heard a lot about Project Falcon. The council meeting September 29th confirmed Project Falcon will need about 30 million gallons a day in 2026. Well, who is Project Falcon? If you're unable to disclose the name, you must at least know what type of industry it is. What type of industry is it?
So we've never gotten anything in writing about Project Falcon. We kind of hear information that this you know large volume user is out there, but we've never gotten anything in writing that shows a commitment to them. So we're not really planning for them right now because that would be irresponsible to go ahead and assume that someone else is going to have 30 million gallons per day requirement and then build to that and then nothing's there. Because again, we have zero contact with them at this point.
Okay. All right.
And I'll add, Mr. Gonzalez, that none of the projections that Steve's team has done on the water supply include prospective demands. They're only demands that are actually contracted.
Right.
So that's the projection that Steve and his team use for the need of a new supply.
Okay. This is another question by email from a lady named Naomi. Will industry pay for 51% of costs if it's using 51%?
Nobody. That question came up last night too. Something along the lines of, why are we giving free water away to industry? We're not. So industry pays, and they help actually the residential customer because they're a large volume user, paying a substantial rate, which helps the overall percentage of the cost being taken care of with their payments. Right. If we got rid of all the industry and divided the cost to provide water amongst the residential households, our rates would probably be substantially higher. Right. Yeah.
I always talk about it and trying to explain it to my family, my dad, my mom. You're talking about like when you go to Costco or you talk about when you go to Sam's. You know, we're a wholesale water provider, and the ability to sell more supply, that demand lowers our costs for our entire customers. So the large volume customers, our residential customers, our commercial customers, take advantage of all of us working together for our water and bringing down the overall costs. One initial thing I want to mention too, the large volume customers have stepped up to assist in paying financially for this type of program, this supply, or bringing on a new drought resistant water supply by contributing an extra 25 cents through a drought surcharge exemption fee that would go to a new construction cost for a new water supply that is drought resistant. So they are
paying that today, right? Paying that today.
They are paying that today. They started paying that in 2018, in late 2018.
Generates about $3 million a year. That will be used to help pay for the desal plant and keep the cost down to the customers.